Psalm 58. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No. In your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or of cunning enchanters. O God, break their teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrows, let them be blunted. Let them be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth. Amen. These words of David takes us up short. They are beyond harsh. They almost seem cruel or vindictive. Yet there, in the call for God to bring his judgment, is a clue to how God feels about sin and the things we do to each other that should not be missed. This psalm is not about the clumsy sins we do amongst each other where we occasionally lie or deceive. It's not about how we are insensitive to the feeling of others. Rather, it is addressed to the wicked, the most evil amongst us who see themselves as gods in their own eyes, over their own lives. The arrogance and extreme evil they in turn end up doing deserves the remedy of God's righteous anger. We get a clue right away about who David is speaking of in verse 1 when he addresses them sarcastically as gods. That's little g. They've made themselves so because they have chosen to be accountable to no one. They are lords of their own lives and their own doing. Notice that gods here is not capitalized. They are in no way God, but false deities that will be shown for who they truly are when God Almighty, capital G, comes and sets all things right. That is what David is praying for. That is what David yearns for. Should we desire anything less? There are places in the world where the selfish have risen to such power that they will take away all they can to satisfy their own lust and their own greed. There are even times when such wickedness becomes entrenched in society and it becomes the norm of abuse and how we use each other. What is to be done when this is the case? Only the strong, righteous judgment of a holy God can set it right again. How are we to recognize such times? When men see themselves as gods, they will do habitual violence, and their words shall be continuously poisonous, dividing and causing mischief and confusion wherever they are found. When the judgment of God comes upon such places and people, and God sends his judgment, they will evaporate like water that is poured out on hot sand. They will be like the stillborn that never perceives the day, or a snail that shrivels in the hot sun on a sidewalk. This God will do, for he will restore his creation, and for those who refuse his righteousness, they will receive his wrath. Don't we want this? Not as a form of revenge, but because, like him, we want this world to be submitted to what is right, good, and beautiful. His righteous judgment we wait for, because our hearts are made for that which is of him. Deal righteously with us all, Lord, and make us and this world right. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of the nations, hear your faithful pray. In too many ways, we have turned our backs to the unrighteous acts of our people, to the sins of the nation. We have turned our backs on your path of love. Those who lead, lead astray. Those who speak, lead unconsecrated lives. Too many speak from their flesh, neglecting the Spirit. We wither. May your Spirit blow upon our land, renewing the ground and the hearts. Then bring a harvest to your church and to those who pray. In the name of our King, amen and amen.